The first time some students learn about finance is in high school economics class. Others learn by trial and error. But one program in the Tampa Bay area already has a history of helping students get an early start on making sense of money. State Impact Florida's Michael S. Butler reports.
Here in central Pinellas County, just like any community in America, it's early morning and everybody is beginning to show up for work. Buses are unloading and students are heading to businesses like Verizon, Duke Energy, and CVS Pharmacy, which are all getting ready to open. But here on Enterprise Avenue, all of these businesses are run by fifth graders. The students line up and shuffle their way impatiently into a building where the inside looks like a cross between a small town main street and a shopping mall. There's a city hall decorated with patriotic bunting at one end and the local newspaper office at the other. This is all part of Enterprise Village, a self-contained small-town main street. It's where elementary students get first-hand experience as business owners, employees, and consumers. Designed to expose students to financial skills they're going to need sooner than they think, this is a required field trip for every fifth grader in the county. During their time here today, everybody will get a job, a bank account, and a paycheck to spend. One of the teachers here, Barbara Ina, already knows what she wants students to take away from their visit.
Well, we hope that they will have a good understanding of how a business runs and how to manage their personal finances. They already know how to spend mom and dad's money, so we hope that they have a good background in keeping up with their check registers, working as a team, a lot of business vocabulary.
The day starts with the national anthem. And then it's off to stock the shelves with merchandise from the wholesale supplier and to get ready for shoppers. This may be the first experience many of these kids have with purchasing an inventory. Checks are written, and there's an early rush to the bank to make deposits and get cash. It's all a little overwhelming at first for 11-year-old Matthew Rennie, but he holds his own.
Yeah, everybody was coming towards us, so we had to work our butts off to try and get everybody through. Now I know what it's like for my dad and mom to be working every day.
Every student gets a debit card and a check ledger to balance. They're expected to save some money and spend some to support the small local economy. Today they'll learn about profit and loss, balancing checkbooks, and spending wisely.
And because you're getting cash back, you have to sign your name right here. So sign right there.
Oh, I didn't know you had to do that.
And it's no small coincidence that all of the stores here are actually businesses. At Enterprise Village, they want to keep the experience as real as possible, and the name brand companies help sponsor the program and lend business experience. They buy groceries at Sweet Bay Supermarket, bank at Bank of America, get their vision checked at BayCare, and at McDonald's. Well, we all know what they like to do there. But there's also a city hall where students participate in recycling, donating to their favorite charity, and of course, voting. Since it opened in 1988, it's been estimated that Enterprise Village has hosted more than 500,000 students, many of them parents of today's students. Again, Barbara Ina.
Well, I know people who are 35 years old and still say what a great experience this was and all the things that they remember.
These are things that parent volunteer Gina Canarazzi has been trying to teach her kids even before coming to Enterprise Village. She already has them fill out their own deposit slip and deal face-to-face with tellers when saving money from chores or grandparents.
I think it's, you know, helpful for them to do their own stuff and to realize, you know, money doesn't grow on trees and they've got to manage it and, you know, figure out how to do it.
And it starts early?
Earlier the better, I think.
And the follow-up to this early dose of personal financial education? Well, right next door is Finance Park, where in 3 years as eighth graders, these same students will get ready for car insurance, investing, and more. For State Impact Florida, I'm Michael S. Butler.